Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Young Forever by Dr. Mark Hyman is a longevity-focused guide that reframes aging as a modifiable biological process rather than an unavoidable decline. Drawing on functional medicine principles and current conversations in nutrition, metabolism, and preventive health, Hyman argues that many drivers of chronic disease and accelerated aging are rooted in everyday inputs such as food quality, stress load, sleep, toxins, inactivity, and social disconnection. The book positions the reader as an active participant in shaping long-term health through measurable habits, targeted testing, and systems thinking. Instead of treating symptoms in isolation, it emphasizes identifying upstream causes that influence inflammation, insulin resistance, mitochondrial performance, and immune balance. Hyman also highlights the idea of health span, the years lived with strength, mobility, and mental clarity as the real goal. Practical strategies, checklists, and lifestyle frameworks aim to help readers build routines that support energy, resilience, and long-term vitality while reducing risk for common age-related conditions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, aging as a biological process you can influence. A central message of the book is that aging is not just the passage of time, but the cumulative result of biological signals that can be improved. Hyman frames many age-related problems as outcomes of dysregulated systems such as blood sugar control, chronic inflammation, immune imbalance, hormonal shifts, and impaired cellular repair. By viewing the body as an interconnected network, the reader is encouraged to look beyond isolated diagnoses and instead ask what patterns are driving dysfunction across multiple organs. The book connects common modern exposures, highly processed food, constant stress, sedentary routines, poor sleep, and environmental chemicals to processes associated with accelerated aging. It also stresses the difference between lifespan and health span, arguing that the goal is to extend the period of life spent with mobility, independence, and cognitive sharpness. This topic sets the stage for a proactive stance: measure what matters, intervene early, and iterate. The overall approach is less about chasing a miracle supplement and more about aligning daily choices with biology so that repair, regeneration, and metabolic stability can occur more consistently over time. Secondly, food as information, metabolic health, and inflammation control, nutrition is treated as a powerful lever because it influences insulin signaling, inflammation, the microbiome, and the availability of building blocks for repair. The book emphasizes improving diet quality rather than relying on calorie math alone, focusing on whole, nutrient-dense foods that stabilize blood sugar and reduce inflammatory load. Hyman commonly advocates patterns that prioritize non-starchy vegetables, adequate protein, healthy fats, and minimized ultra-processed foods and added sugars. The point is not simply weight loss, but metabolic flexibility and a calmer internal environment that supports long-term organ function. This topic also addresses why many people feel older than they are: spikes and crashes in glucose. Chronic low-grade inflammation and nutrient gaps can translate into fatigue, brain fog, and increased risk over time. The book encourages readers to pay attention to individual responses and consider data such as blood markers to guide choices. The broader takeaway is that consistent dietary signals can either accelerate aging pathways or support resilience, making everyday meals a practical longevity intervention. Thirdly, the role of muscle, movement, and mitochondrial fitness. Young Forever highlights physical activity as a cornerstone of longevity, with particular emphasis on maintaining muscle and strength as people age. Muscle is presented not only as a tool for mobility, but also as a key metabolic organ that helps regulate glucose, supports insulin sensitivity, and contributes to overall hormonal and immune balance. The book promotes a balanced approach that includes strength training, regular low-intensity movement, and appropriately dosed higher-intensity movement, and the mitochondrial fitness efforts aiming to build capacity without burnout. Underneath the fitness discussion is the idea of mitochondrial health, the ability of cells to produce energy efficiently. When energy production falters, the effects can show up as fatigue, reduced exercise tolerance, and slower recovery. By combining movement with supportive habits such as adequate protein and recovery sleep, the reader is encouraged to create a feedback loop where activity improves metabolism, and metabolism makes activity easier. This topic also underscores functional goals, such as balance, stability, and flexibility, because preventing falls and maintaining independence are critical markers of health span. Fourthly, stress, sleep, and the nervous system, hidden drivers of aging. Another major theme is that longevity is not achieved by diet and exercise alone. Chronic stress and poor sleep can push the body into patterns that worsen blood sugar control, increase inflammation, disrupt appetite cues, and reduce the capacity for cellular repair. The book treats the nervous system as a regulator of many downstream systems, meaning that persistent fight-or-flight signaling can undermine otherwise healthy intentions. Sleep is positioned as a primary recovery tool where processes tied to memory, immune function, and tissue maintenance are supported. Hyman encourages readers to take stress and sleep seriously as measurable health inputs, not optional wellness add-ons. Strategies typically include building consistent sleep routines, managing light exposure and stimulants, and cultivating practices that downshift the nervous system, such as breathing, mindfulness, time in nature, and meaningful connection. The key idea is that long-term health depends on the quality of recovery. When the body is given predictable periods of rest and safety signals, it can allocate more resources to repair rather than constant defense, improving energy, mood, and long-range resilience. Lastly, personalized prevention, testing, environment, and daily systems. The book encourages a prevention-minded approach that uses personalization rather than generic advice alone. Hyman often argues that early detection of metabolic and inflammatory risk can help people intervene before chronic disease takes hold. This topic includes the role of lab testing and tracking to reveal patterns in blood sugar, lipids, nutrient status, and other markers that may relate to fatigue, weight gain, or declining performance. It also broadens the conversation beyond food and fitness to include environmental inputs such as alcohol, nicotine, and exposure to pollutants or endocrine-disrupting chemicals. Rather than creating fear, the emphasis is on controllable steps, improving indoor air and water quality, choosing cleaner personal care options when practical, and reducing the biggest everyday sources of toxic load. Importantly, the book frames longevity as a set of systems, routines, meal templates, movement habits, and recovery practices that can be sustained. The goal is to make healthy choices easier through design, planning, and accountability so that the benefits compound over years. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a practical, prevention-oriented roadmap for extending health span, including busy professionals, midlife adults noticing metabolic changes, and anyone seeking a coherent strategy beyond fragmented wellness tips. It can benefit a reader's life by connecting common symptoms and risks to modifiable root drivers such as insulin resistance, inflammation, poor sleep, stress overload, inactivity, and environmental exposures. By emphasizing daily systems, nutrition quality, strength and mobility, and better recovery, it supports goals that matter in real life: steadier energy, healthier body composition, stronger physical function, clearer thinking, and reduced long-term disease risk. Compared with similar longevity books that lean heavily toward either biohacking gadgets or narrow dietary dogma, Young Forever aims for an integrated framework that blends lifestyle basics with functional medicine-style personalization and measurement. Its value is in the way it organizes a complex field into actionable priorities and encourages readers to test, learn, and adjust rather than follow one-size-fits-all rules. For readers who want structure, accountability, and a long-view plan, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Dr. Mark Hyman, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.